afternoon, Fibrick.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello there. I'm hoping you could help me. I'm just trying to establish who pays the water bills for the business. The water bills for the business.
All right. Why would that be of interest to you?
Pardon, sorry, I can't really hear you very well.
Why would that be of interest?
So I'm calling from Black Sheep, so it's regarding the company's water supply. So who is the person that looks after that?
So are you our water supplier?
No, so I don't know if you're aware, but the business water market's now been deregulated. So basically the current suppliers are now changed, and you'll be on a variable contract rate.
Okay.
So I really just need to speak to the person who's sort of responsible for the bill. So, yeah, who is the person that looks after it?
I mean, are you aware that you've called a number on the telephone preference service register?
Right. I mean, I've got Firebrick Limited here.
Yes. Are you aware that you've called a number on the telephone preference service register?
No.
You were not aware of that?
No.
Okay. Do you know what that is?
Yes, yeah.
All right. So, do you not clean your data with the TPS list?
I mean, yes, we do.
Have you
re-registered for it? You have to do it every 6 months.
I don't think you do, but the point is.
And if you also, if you, whenever you've gone online and sort of searched something and it's attached to your IP address or your telephone number, and if you don't click out of the box that says we'll share your data, then it instantly gets shared.
Sorry, what's this got to do with IP address?
So your IP address can be connected to your telephone number, especially if you're at your business.
How's that then?
Because if you have your telephone number registered on any of your business sort of network, it will be on there. By the way, I was just trying to explain that, you know, those boxes where it says you need to untick your name to not receive marketing calls, whatever, that's how the information can get shared.
Okay. I think
there's a lot of websites that have tracking
on that.
You're
still on quite dodgy ground ringing a number that's on the telephone preference service register.
And as I said, if you, that's fine, yeah, no, I won't call you back. I mean, if you re-register for the telephone preference service, you have to do it every 6 months. So you can actually just register your business now online. It's free to do.
I'm pretty sure we're on the register.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't, the last 6 months, and you will be, but obviously I wouldn't be able to call you otherwise.
Okay.
By the way, it's fine. Obviously, this isn't going to go any further, but yeah, so just re-register for it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.